And we're coming up on 7 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. And we have a temperature reading of 81 degrees here in central Minnesota. Covering Region C baseball action, we've got Randy and Don out at Richmond, and we take you back.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0, Dominick leading the Lake Henry Lakers. Region 15C baseball brought to you by the Greenwell Pub, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, South of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, we're by Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance. Also bringing us baseball today, Shady's Bar and Grill over in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, and Ecker Feed Service in New Munich. Our Region 15C sponsors here on KASM Radio. A little bit of a delay in the action.
Well, he's wearing a sleeve on his right arm. Now he has to put one on his left. You have to be matching.
You have to be consistent.
That's what they said. So he's going to try to get this back on after you're sweating with one of those.
Yikes. So the umpires were meeting between the innings talking about those.
Well, I seen Colin Spooner talking to the home plate umpire as he was walking his coach's box. I think they probably brought something up with that sleeve on his left arm.
All right, here we go. Jason Campson steps in the box for Lake Henry here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the pitch to Campson, a strike called. 0-1, it'll be Jason Campson, Nick Dingman, and Carter Wessel facing Ty Reller. Reller delivers, and Campson swings and misses strike two. Ty Reller struck out four, hit one through the first three innings. He's pitched well. And Campson digs in the box, the 0-2 Reller pitch, and Campson will foul this back and out of play. Count stays 0-2.
I think what they made Ty just do here, I think he just picked his velocity up a little bit, didn't he?
I have to agree. Those first three pitches were coming, and that one too. Here's a fly ball down the right field line. That's going to go foul and just about hit the garbage can. So Campson in a hole, 0-2. He leads off the fourth here for Lake Henry. Ty Reller. Kicks, delivers, and inside a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And strike three call. Campson gets caught looking.
Jason, not arguing on that pitch. It was down by the knees on the inside corner. Beautiful pitch by Ty Reller.
And Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick had a base hit in his first at bat. One of the two hits the Lakers have off of Ty Reller. And he'll foul that one at the plate. Joe Stengler has it laying right underneath him. And the count 0-1 to Nick Dingman. Pitcher Carter Wessel on deck. The 0-1, just missing inside, and 1-1.
Nick is right up on that plate there as a right-handed hitter. He's got straddled that plate in the middle, but he does crowd the plate.
1-1. Dingman chops this on the ground to first. Nick Stengler gloves it. He'll race it to the bag and wins that race. Another unassisted put out for Nick Stengler over at first. He plays it well, don't you? You like left-handed first baseman. You
do.
You, yeah, and you played with one for a lot of years,
yes,
so it's
I
like.
Did.
But having watched them too, they're pretty smooth, aren't they?
It is. It's just it's something about it. It just makes it look real. You got a left-handed first baseman.
Yeah,
it does.
Here's Carter Wessel.
And it's it, I like the sweep tag on a pickoff move.
Yeah.
Right-hander, you always hit across, you know. And
yep.
But you know, on a double play for a shortstop coming across, it's a little treacherous because, like I said, lefties never throw anything straight. So when they come across on a double play.
Yeah. Two balls, no strikes to Carter Wessel. The left-hander batting with two outs. And the pitch is high and 3-0 now. Grant Ludwig on deck for Lake Henry. 3-0 the count. And there's a strike called and 3-1.
A lot of baseball coming your way. Yet the next game following this will be El Rosa Richmond. And following that, Meyer Grove Spring Hill.
The 3-1. Wessel drives it to left field right there and making the catch out in left field. For the third out is Hunter Rademacher. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played four. It's New Munich 2, Lake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We've made it to 12 o'clock, 12:01 here on the clock at Chasm's Place. And we have a temperature reading of 81 degrees, sun back out from under the clouds. Beautiful day as we take you back to Richmond Baseball Park. More Region C baseball action with Randy and Don.
Jacob Hinnenkamp at the plate. The count 1-1 to the leadoff hitter for New Munich. Hinnenkamp, Rademacher, and Will Funk. St. Carter Wessel. And the pitch to Hinnenkamp is high for a ball and now 2-1. 2-0, New Munich leading Lake Henry here in the top of the fifth inning. And Hinnenkamp drives one to center field. Aaron Savelko with the shades down makes the catch for the out.
Ooh, that one had to be tough to see there out in center field. Sky's high today.
It is high, you bet. Dropping us a message saying hello from South Dakota, Ronnie Omscheid. The Lowers and the Bergs all out in South Dakota listening to our broadcast. Here's a bloop out to left field, and that's going to fall in front of Nick Dingman by Hunter Rademacher. And I think for New Munich, that's probably their second hit that has fallen in like
right
that today.
To left fielder, yes, I've seen Nick playing fairly deep out there in left field. That's a big park, Randy. The 330 makes a lot of difference down the lines.
That'll bring Will Funk to the plate. Will, 1-for-2 today. A double in his first at-bat and then got called looking, caught looking in his second at-bat. Pitch to Funk is low and inside a ball, 1-0. And Top of the fifth inning, two runs, four hits, no errors for New Munich. No runs, just two hits for Lake Henry and an error. Wessel's pitch. That missing inside, says the home plate umpire, and 2-0. That was a good pitch by Carter Wessel, and Will Funk, he's so disciplined at
yes,
the plate.
He is.
A Wessel pitch, Funk ground ball to third. Ludwig grabs a two-hopper, throws to second for one. The relay to first, a 5-4-3 double play. That'll end the fifth for New Munich. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 4.5, New Munich 2, Lake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
5 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 81 degrees our temperature here in Albany. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Richmond Ballpark. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Welcome back, bottom of the fifth inning. Kirby, you got to go throw batting practice or something? No? Okay. All right. Oh, he sees his glove and he misses his glove.
He misses it.
Oh. Well, thanks for loaning it out this weekend. Here's Grant Ludwig, a swing and a miss, and strike one. Ludwig, Savalko, and Miller facing Ty Reller here in the fifth inning.
It's just a good pitch thing a strike that Kirby's a right-hander. He'd be in a heck of a fix. You'd have to learn how to write left-handed.
Yeah. 0-2 the count to Ludwig, and he'll follow back and out of play. Ty Reller's pitched really well today. He's not walked a man, has hit just one, given up just two hits. He's been in control. The 0-2, strike three called on the inside corner, and Ludwig gets caught looking. That'll be the sixth strikeout for Ty Reller today.
I tell you, he keeps that ball there in the right-handers. They're going to have a heck of a time today.
It's just right on the handle.
You bet. It's inside corner, knee high.
Yep.
Tough pitch to handle.
That'll bring Aaron Savalko to the plate.
You may be able to fall it off or off your ankle or foot.
The pitch is swing and a miss by Savalko, strike one. 0-1 the count. Savalko grounds this one foul and kick over save at first base. We got a kick by the coach and it goes out of bounds yet, out of play. You know, we were talking yesterday about some of the old New Munich players that were part of their championships. We failed to mention Pat Neathy.
Oh.
And here's Savalko tapping it to short. Funk up with it across the diamond, 6-3 on the put out of Savalko.
Hadn't seen Pat in a long time. Seen him at the retired golf tournament. Nice to see Pat again.
In June, yeah.
Got to see Ozzy.
You bet.
Yeah, I get to see. It's a fun tournament at retired Stearns County League Baseball tournament. You get to see guys that you haven't seen in a long time, and everybody's aging well. And
typically held the fourth Friday of June.
Yes, it is.
Fourth Friday of the month. Here's Miller, a swing and a miss, strike one.
We always enjoy ourselves.
We do. Adam Miller, 0 for 1, struck out in his first at-bat against Ty Reller. Now takes a strike called and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Reller kicks and delivers, and Miller pops this one up. Over by first, looks like a collision waiting to happen as Nick Stangler steps in front, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played five. Nemenik 2, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in five locations: Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Hamlake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. 9 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 81 our temperature here in Albany. As we take you back to Richmond, more exciting baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Back at Richmond Royal Baseball Park, we go to the top of the sixth inning. And
a little disappointing when you just showed me a picture.
Yeah. Cy finished all his food, so no leftovers for us at the radio station. And Nick Stangler takes ball two from Carter Wessel. And 2-0.
That's cruel, isn't it, Randy?
That was a mean picture, Cy. Yeah, that you ate all your food.
My wife Mary's related to him, and she even lets me a little bit.
Two balls, one strike. The pitch inside to Nick Stangler, and now 3-1. 3-1 the count. Wessel working quickly. There's strike two, and 3-2 now.
So much fun watching these pitchers get the ball and go to work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the game moving.
Stangler rips it right to Hupfer at second, who catches the line drive for the out. That was a shot by Nick Stangler, but right at Sam Hupfer. Of course, Greenwald Barley Days is going on today, so they got a big celebration up in Greenwald with a parade, and they actually have a chicken meal being served there, too, over at $7 in Albany, get their chicken meal. But, you know, it's great food here in Richmond at Region 15C. Come on by, take a ball game in, enjoy some reminiscing with old friends. Chad Funk at the plate. The first pitch to Chad is a strike and 0-1. The next offering from Carter Wessel, high, and the count, 1-1.
It's kind of nice. We got the press box kind of filled with dignitaries today, and nice to see these guys. Johnny Doles joined us up here, Mark Schrummel. Kirby's up here. We see Tommy Niehaus on the balcony with Coach.
You bet. 2-1. Funk takes strike two called, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And Funk drives it to left field. Dingman backpedaling and makes the catch for the out. So two outs, and here comes Ty Reller to the plate. Ty, on the day, is 1-for-2. Had a base hit to left in his last at-bat. And pops this one up foul and out of play. Count 0-1 to Ty. No balls, one strike. There's a ball and 1-1 to Reller. And this one's popped up in the infield. Jason Campson looking calling for it, makes the catch for the out as he climbs the mound, and that is the third out for Nemunik in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 5.5, it's Nemunik 2, Lake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
And we're at 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 81 our temperature here in Albany. Yes, great chicken dinner going on over at the $7 Parish in Albany. And I sent my regrets to Randy and Don because there was no leftovers left. It's that fall off the bone chicken. Really good, juicy, tender, and hot. And dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, cranberries, and coleslaw, and a dinner roll. My goodness, it was delicious. So, at any rate, that's what's happening over at $7 in Albany. And regrets once again going out to Randy and Don. Back to Richmond, more baseball action.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with Cy, Don.
I don't know.
Yeah. It sure sounds good, though, that's
it
for
does.
Sure. Shane Campson leading off the 6-4 Lake Henry. The first pitch, the ball to Shane from Tyreller. There's a strike call and 1-1. Top of the order, Shane Campson, Josh Campson, Matt Quaid. Lake Henry has yet to figure out Tyreller, who's given up just 2 hits this afternoon. Pitches high in the count 2-1. Shane so far today 0-1, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. Takes outside a ball and now 3-1. Reller's yet to walk a man. And the pitch, high ball 4. And there it is. You know, that's the radio jinx. Anytime you say something, you jinx somebody. And it'll bring Josh Campson to the plate. Josh, 1-for-2 today.
Isn't that another rule?
That is another rule, yes.
So you got to be careful what you say here, right?
That's right. Yeah. And chicken is now part of the conversation, too. As Campson takes inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Tom Ludwig throwing some signs down at Josh Campson and over at Shane Campson at first. Tyreller works from the stretch. And the pitch. Josh Campson pounds this one foul down the right field line.
Look where he's trying to go.
Yep. Farming Flames, they're positioned on some bleachers down that right field line.
Look where Josh is trying to hit that ball. He wants to hit behind Shane Campson.
Big hole on the right side.
Yes, he does.
And the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner.
I think he just choked up another inch on that pitch. He did.
1-2. Sure did. 1-2 the count. Reller's pitch. Campson into right center field. A base hit. Perfectly placed. Shane Campson digs for third, and he'll go in standing up. And, yeah, Don, we were just following that, and that's exactly what he had in mind.
Yes, he did. He chokes up just a little more. He poked that one foul, and you know he was getting the feel of that that outside fastball, and he choked up just a hair more and poked it right past Chad Funk. Big gaping hole over there, though.
So the Lakers, their most serious threat of this ball game, first and third, nobody out. Nemunik leading 2-0. Lake Henry threatening here in the sixth. Matt Quaid at the plate. A couple of strikeouts today for Matt. The pitch to Quaid. A strike on the inside corner and 0-1. That's where Reller has kept Quaid today, right on that inside corner, and Matt's not been able to do anything with that pitch.
Hard to pull the trigger on that.
That wind blowing from left to right here at Richmond Royals Park. And Quaid drives it to left field, down the line. Rademacher giving chase, and that's just foul. That didn't sound very good off the bat. I don't know if he got that one right off the end of it. It sounded really hollow.
Fisted it a little bit, maybe.
So 0-2 yet to Quaid. On deck, Jason Campson. Now Joe Stengler is going to go out and have a word with his left-hander.
New Munich looking for their first out of the inning here in the sixth. Runners at first and third, two Campsons.
Matt Quaid back into the box. Ty Riller looking to first. Now comes home, and Quaid drives it up the middle. That's a base hit. It's going to drive in Shane Campson. On to second goes Josh Campson, and we've got a 2-1 game here in the sixth. So Quaid getting his first hit of the Region 15C tournament, and here comes Jason Campson to the plate. Jason is 0-2 today.
Jason hit that ball hard the first time up that Funk made that great grab on.
You are correct. Looks like Nick Stengler is going to play in front of Quaid at first, and pitch to Jason Campson, a foul back and out of play.
Well, I think it wouldn't be for Jason, the bat that he's got. They probably put that sacrifice on here in this situation.
Right, with nobody out.
I think Jason's going to be looking at that hole over there by Chad Funk, too, in that first base side.
Nick Dingman's on deck. Nick, a good contact hitter. Nick Stengler still thinking maybe bunt down that first base line. The pitch is outside to Jason Campson, and the count 1-1. Boy, Rademacher's playing him deep out in left field. You know, that's 330 down the line, and I bet you Hunter's playing all of 300 for sure.
Oh, yes. Jason's got some pretty good pop in his bat.
One ball, one strike. Josh Campson dancing around over at second, and the pitch to Jason Campson, a strike called, and one ball, two strikes. One and two. Reller kicks, delivers, and Campson will foul this to the backstop. The count stays 1-2.
Just got a piece of that one.
He asked the home plate umpire if that was a strike, and home plate umpire said yes. Looks like Grant Ludwig and Adam Yeager coming back after throwing down in the bullpen, so I think Ludwig may come in the seventh. Campson will foul another one back and out of play.
Jason with a little bit of an uppercut swing here. He wants to get one up in the air.
Campson back in the box. Ty Reller looks back to second and comes home. And Campson chases the high fastball. He's out on strikes.
A little bit out of the strike zone, but it's a tough pitch to lay off of.
Going to bring Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick Dingman 1-2 today. Dingman likes to take it the other way, too. The right-handed hitter up on the plate now. Way up in the batter's box against Ty Reller, and Ty's going to step off the pitching rubber. Josh Campson going back to second. Campson at second, Matt Quaid at first. Nick Stengler playing behind Matt Quaid now. 2-1 our score in the bottom of the sixth. Dingman tries to push a bunt down the first baseline, being Stangler's playing so far back, and that goes foul in 0-1.
He wasn't sacrificing there. He's bunting for a base hit.
That was bunting for a hit, you bet. 0-1 the count. Ty Reller kicks and delivers. And Dingman bloops this one over Chad Funk's head into right center field. Tom Ludwig's going to send Campson. Here's the throw to the plate. And out at the plate. No, they're calling him safe because Joe Stengler was blocking the base path. They are calling him safe because he was blocking the base path, says the home plate umpire. So controversy, he called him safe, and it's 2-2. And Dave Gunderson confirming that call. That is the correct call, the base umpire saying. So the Lakers have tied it up, and now Paul Sand's going to go have a word with the home plate umpire. The throw was a little bit up the line, but not much. But Stengler was – there was nowhere for the base runner, Campson, to go.
No, there wasn't. But in Stengler's defense, he's got to be able to field the ball also, doesn't
right,
he?
Right. Now, they go by the major league rule, and that's the major league rule now where a catcher cannot – physically stand in front of the home plate area to block it, right?
Correct. Can stand inside and make that tag back.
Right, and make that tag back.
You're right.
So, Paul Sand calling for time. He wants to go out and talk to his pitcher now. And we've got a 2-2 game here in the sixth inning on an RBI single by Nick Dingman. Scoring Josh Campson. On the play, Matt Quaid goes to third, and Dingman hangs out at first base yet. So, Paul Sand talking with his infielders as what they want to do now with runners at first and third and still only one out. Yeah, that was an interesting play, Don, because Josh Campson tried to get around, and he missed the plate.
Big time.
He did not touch it.
He wasn't even close to the plate, was he?
And so then he dove back at it, and Joe Stengler dove back at him.
I think Stengler had him tagged out.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Exciting.
Exciting baseball.
We need
a
little bit of that.
It'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate. A 2-2 game now, first and third. The corners. At least Tanner Reeland at third coming in on Wessel. And
still
the pitch
only one out.
Is low for a ball, 1-0.
Ty's frustrated right now. I don't think he liked the call. But it's the correct call.
One ball, no strikes. The pitch, and Wessel fouls it back and out of play. And the count 1-1 as going on the play was Nick Dingman.
Watch the suicide here.
One ball, one strike.
They going to try to get this run, Randy?
Gosh, I don't know. Wessel at the plate. Reller on the mound. The pitch to Wessel. A swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. And now if you were thinking about squeezing, it's probably a little late in the bat. Yeah. Chad Funk telling Hunter Rademacher to come in from left field a little bit. Dingman takes a lead at first. Reller looking at him, and the pitch to Wessel is high for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. Ty Reller's pitch. Wessel slaps it to left center field. Long run for Rademacher. He's not going to get it. It's going to score Quaid. Dingman to third, and the Lakers take a 3-2 lead.
Carter just poked that bat out there and went with that outside fastball again and poked it in between left fielder and center fielder.
So a single by Carter Wessel. We get a pinch runner.
Looks like Jordan Leeser.
Jordan Leeser?
Correct.
Jordan Leeser.
Jordan Leeser.
Jordan Leeser pinch running for Carter Wessel, and Paul Sand's going to make a pitching change here with runners at first and third, one out. He'll come out again. And so, with the pitching change by the Neminic Silver Streaks, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout here on KASM. Back in two.
Opening soon, Shady's Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off of your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. 12:30 now here on KASM, and we're at 82 degrees, 82 our current temperature here in Albany. Sun's still shining here at the studios in Albany. A few clouds out there, but for the most part, sunshine. And exciting game, Regency coverage. Yes, we take you back to Richmond for more exciting coverage. It's Lake Henry and New Munich. Yes, Randy and Don with the call.
Thank you, Cy. Back in Richmond, New Munich, making a pitching change. Will Funk now in and facing Grant Ludwig. Runners at first and third, one out, and the pitch to Ludwig is high for ball 1-0. Got some other changes too, Don, don't we?
Ty Reller from the mound went to first base, and Peyton Rademacher went to second. Chad Funk moved over to shortstop. We got a new right fielder. That would be Stangler, Nick Stangler.
Strike call to Grant Ludwig, and the count, one ball, one strike.
I think we got everybody, don't
we? I think we did. 1-1 the count. 3-2, Lake Henry has taken the lead here in the sixth over New Munich. One out, and now Ludwig calls time at home plate. Grant Ludwig, to start the inning, was down in the bullpen throwing. Yes. The pitch by Funk. Ludwig will take low for a ball, and now 2-1. Now Joe Stangler is going to go out and have a word with Will Funk on the mound. New Munich was cruising along, a 2-0 lead all the way till the sixth inning here, and then a leadoff walk to Shane Campson.
Hit and run.
Hit and run. Well, things have kind of spiraled since then. Two balls, one strike to Ludwig. Ludwig pops this one up foul. It's going to go out of play. Right past the ticket takers on the east end of Richmond Royal Baseball Park. That went a long way yet.
It's by the entrance.
Wow. Two-two the count. One out, and Ludwig slaps it to second. Rademacher dives, makes the play, throws to first, and they get. No, they're going to say Grant Ludwig is safe over at first. Ty Reller put the tag on Grant Ludwig. He's getting up. The base umpire, Gunderson, said he didn't have an angle on it. The home plate umpire called Ludwig safe at first. Ty Reller is furious that they had him. Everybody's safe. Nice play by Peyton Rademacher. Be a hit for Ludwig.
Wow.
And here comes Aaron Savelko with the bases loaded and one out.
We asked for a little excitement. We're getting some in this game.
Yes,
now.
We are. Corners in for the Silver Streaks here in the sixth. Savelko lines it to the right center field gap. One run's going to score. Here comes Leaser. He will score. Ludwig to third, and Savelko with a single that breaks this game open. It's now 5-2. Aaron Savelko.
Kind of golfed that one, didn't he?
He did.
Ground there and just drove it into right center field and hit it hard.
On the play, Ludwig goes to third, Savelko at first, and the Lakers have batted around here in the sixth. Adam Miller to the plate. 5-2. Lake Henry pitches high for a ball, 1-0. The count. The pitch is low for a ball, and 2-0 now to Adam Miller. The count. Will Funk taking his time, delivers, and Miller fly ball to right field. Nick Stangler has got a beat on it. Ludwig's going to tag. Here comes Stangler's throw to the plate. It's up the line, and Ludwig scores the sixth run on the sacrifice fly by Miller.
Ooh, Savelko stayed at first base. Probably with that throw coming all the way through, should have probably been at second, huh?
Exactly. Nick Stangler's throw up the line, and Joe Stangler never had a chance to put a tag on Ludwig.
I didn't see the cutoff man either, did you?
No. So 6-2, six runs here, and here comes Shane Campson batting for the second time in the inning. He walked to lead off the inning. Will Funk quick throw to first and safe at first. Is Savelko. Shane Campson at the plate. The pitch to Campson is high for a ball, 1-0. The count. Savelko takes his lead. The 1-0 pitch to Campson. High again for a ball and 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. Will Funk kicks and delivers, and Campson pops this one up foul. Out of play. Just about took the rescue squad out. Yeah, I don't know if it hits them. Who do you call? Well, I'm sure Leo and Jolene would come and fix it in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Two outs, one strike to Campson. The pitch to Shane. Right over our heads. And the count 2-2. And they are in need of baseballs. 2-2 the count. Aaron Savelko, the lone base runner, over at first. Six runs, six hits in the inning so far. And Will Funk ready again from the stretch. Throw to first. Savelko was leaning that time, and they're going to call him out that time. Gunderson calls out Savalco. Savalco says, hey, I got my arm back in, but he's picked off at first, and that's the way the inning will end, with Aaron Savalco getting picked off. Six runs on six hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We played six. It's Lake Henry 6 and Nemunik 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're at a temperature reading of 82 degrees here in central Minnesota, and we'll probably have the birthday club, and I did find that Farm Service Agency report. We'll have that all coming your way between games here coming up probably sometime after 1 o'clock. So with that, we take you back to Richmond. More baseball action, Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Top of the seventh inning, Tanner Reeland leading it off for the Nemunik Silver Streaks. It'll be Reeland, Peyton Rademacher, and Joe Stangler as Reeland fouls this one back and out of play. And the count at one ball, one strike. Got to thank everyone here at Richmond and over at Farming. They've treated us very well, keeping us hydrated. Thank you, Kirby. Thank you, Coach. Gary Ottman, he's doing the running today. Reeland takes outside, a ball, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and inside, ball four.
Nice pitch.
So a leadoff walk, and here comes Peyton Rademacher to the plate. Peyton, left-handed hitter in the box. Carter Wessel, left-hander on the mound, works out of the stretch. And his pitch to Rademacher outside of ball, 1-0. Don, you think with the 6-2 lead that maybe gave Carter Wessel an extra inning here?
I think it did. I really do. He had Grant Ludwig warmed up, and that was a long inning to have Grant sit there while he was on the bases. But still, in that token, you want to probably get him out there and throw a little bit yet.
Yeah.
Once you throw him again, you want to get him in there.
There's ball two outside, and now Keith Leaser is going to go out and have a word with his left-hander. Walking Reeland, and now going 2-0-2. The second baseman, Peyton Rademacher. So two balls, no strikes, and we'll see if they make a pitching change or not. No, they're going to leave Wessel in right now, at least. So 2-0 the count. Peyton Rademacher back in the box. Carter Wessel has the sign from Shane Campson, looks to first and comes home. There's a strike called in 2-1. That's what you want to do, too. You want to come back after that mound visit and throw a strike, huh?
Good mound visit. Get these guys back in the groove. You got the lead here right now, Carter, so you want to go after him.
2-1 the count. Rademacher ground ball to second. Oh, it takes a hop, and it goes over Huffer's head into right center field.
Wow.
And what looked like a tailor-made double play is first and third for the Silver Streak. Sam Hupfer could not do anything with that. Hit there.
Just lucky he didn't get it in the face, you know. It could have.
Yeah. That will be it. Pitching change coming for the Lakers here in the seventh. They lead 6-2. New Munich is threatening, though, with runners at first and third. We'll take a 1 minute timeout here on KASM.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.